SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Balik politika si dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte bilang mayor ng Davao City. Sa kabila ng kanyang pagkakaditine sa Daheg dahil sa mga kasong kaugnay ng madugong war on drugs, nakakuha si Duterte ng mahigit 662,000 na boto, 8 beses na mas mataas kumpara sa kalaban na si Carlo Nograles na may 80,852 votes. Nagbunyi ang mga taga-suporta ng dating Pangulo. Ayon sa Davaoenyang si Bapi na ngayon ay nakatira na sa Sydney, hindi na niya ikinagulat ang resulta ng eleksyon sa baluarte ng mga Duterte.
I'm not surprised because I know that the Davaoenyos are really loyalists sila sa Duterte talaga. So, well, I'm not surprised because we already experienced his leadership before. So, I think the Davaoenyos just wants continuity. Siguro din na-miss din nila si Mayor Duterte as being our mayor. So I'm not really surprised with the results. And it just shows how Davaoenos really support and love him. As we all know, he was mayor for 20 years in Davao. So the whole time that I was there in Davao, he was the mayor. So yes, I experienced his leadership firsthand.
Sa pananaw naman ni Desiree, isang Singaporean na nakapangasawa ng taga Davao at tumira doon ng higit isang dekada bago nag-migrate sa Australia, walang makakapantay sa naranasan niyang kaayusan ng lugar dahil sa pamumuno ng pamilya Duterte.
But I live in the Davao for 11 years before I came to Australia. I lived there since 1999 to 2011. Davao was one of the safest cities that I lived outside of Singapore, and it could never been better under the Duterte administration. As a foreigner, that Davao City is a example city to the rest of the Philippines. In fact, we are planning to go back home to live.
For good?
Yes, because we really love Davao City, and we believe that we should contribute to building the Philippines, contribute to build Davao City.
Dagdag pa ng mga taga-suporta, hindi na nila alintana kung malayo o nasa labas man ng Pilipinas ang kanilang mayor. Buo ang kanilang tiwala na ipagpapatuloy ng pamilya ang kanilang mga programa sa Davao City.
I was also thinking, like, how is he gonna be mayor without him being there physically? So it's kind of tricky. But I think he still has a very strong command. And right now, I mean, I'm assuming that Baste will act as he will be the acting mayor. I really don't know kung paano yun, like logistically or like physically, him not being there in Davao. But I think Baste being the vice mayor, I think they will still be aligned and by continuity pa din kung anong, like how they always manage the city.
Duterte's legacy is really, really, really something good. We know that he has done something good for the city. You know, we live in peace. We live in peace, good governance, you know. So we still have a lot of hope there.
Hindi lang si dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte ang nagtagumpay sa katatapos na halalan sa Davao. Umabot sa 5 Duterte ang nakasungkit ng pwesto sa pamahalaan. Ang anak niyang si Sebastiano Baste Duterte na dating alkalde ang ngayon bagong halal na vice mayor ng Davao City. Ang panganay na si Paulo o Pulong Duterte at kasalukuyang kinatawan ng 1st District ng Davao City ay muli ring naihalal sa parehong posisyon. Ang mga anak naman ni Paulo na si Omar at Rigo Duterte II ay nanguna rin sa kanika nilang laban bilang kinatawan ng 2nd District ng Davao City at konsehal sa 1st District. Samantala, dismayado naman ang ilang progresibong grupo tulad ng Bayan Australia at Gabriela. Ayon sa Bayan Australia spokesperson na si Raul Diche, tila bulag na ang mga tao sa katotohanan sa gitna ng patuloy na pamamayagpag ng political dynasty ng mga Duterte sa Davao.
Nakaka-disappoint naman sa maraalam ko marami naman mga Pilipino, especially in Davao City, na yung mga matatalino naman, nag-iisip naman bakit sa mga siya pa rin ang pinipiling ano. Hindi pa nila na ipag-isip na ano ba ito talagang fanaticism na nangyayari doon, na hindi nila pinag-aaralan yung mga nangyayari, na hindi lang sa Davao City nangyayari yung war on drugs, yung mga killings. Bakit nasa Hague si Duterte ngayon? Hindi pa nila napag-isipan yon. Bakit gano'n hindi pa nila tinatanong ang kanilang sarili? O talaga kung ano lang ang na-feed sa kanilang information, hanggang doon na lang.
Aniya, hindi na nabibigyan ng pagkakataon ng iba pang liderato na makapaglingkod sa lungsod.
That's the problem with having just one person. Hindi nabibigyan ng pagkakataon yung mga ibang tao na magtayo sa pwesto para paano nila maikumpara.
Nakakapanglumo rin para kay Nes Gavanzo ng Gabriela ang pagbabalik ni Duterte sa kapangyarihan.
I'm enraged. But it is to be expected because that's their bailiwick. They have been in those positions for so long. It's Duterte after Duterte every election. But that doesn't mean that he can get away with the 30,000 lives that was lost during his drug war, which is like, you know, a war on the poor anyway. Yeah. So it doesn't change the reality that he's in Hague and he's awaiting possible trial for those lives that have been lost in the war on drugs. Mm-hmm.
But why do you think many people still support him despite his current legal situation?
It's the same as what happened with Marcos.
Mm-hmm.
You have the loyalists. So it's the loyalists that voted him again. But also it's not representative. I wouldn't take it as the representation of what really the people of Davao want. No, because there are also a lot of not only the rumors, but we know that you have the Davao Death Squad, you have a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear mongering happening in that area. That it means if you're not gonna be voting for a Duterte, you're risking your life, basically. So how are we gonna expect people to just, you know, freely vote for whoever they wanted to vote?
Sa panayam ng ABS-CBN kay Commission on Elections Chairman George Garcia, matapos ang proklamasyon, hindi na nila hawak ang desisyon kung paanong manunumpa sa pwesto ang bagong mayor ng Davao.
Alam niyo po, kung ganun po, ang DILG na po ang bahala doon. Kasi po kami po, as far as we are concerned, hanggang doon lang po kami sa hanggang proclamation lang po kami, Ma'am Karen, at sa isang tao na nanalo. So basta po naproklama na siya, matatapos na po yung jurisdiction ng Commission of Elections. At kung makakaupo po yung isang tao, kung siya ay nakapanumpa o hindi, ang DILG po, base po sa Local Government Code, ang bahala at in charge na po sa ganyan.
Una namang inihayag ng anak at na-impeach na Vice President Sara Duterte na pinaghahandaan na ito ng kanilang mga abogado sa Pilipinas at sa ICC o International Criminal Court. Inaasahan namang pansamantalang pamumunuan ng Vice Mayor na si Baste ang lungsod habang naghihintay ng hatol. Matatanda ang inaresto ang dating pangulo sa Pilipinas ng mga lokal na otoridad noong March 11 batay sa warrant of arrest na inilabas ng ICC. Siya ngayon ay nakadetine sa The Hague, Netherlands dahil sa mga kasong crimes against humanity, kaugnay ng extrajudicial killings noong panahon ng kanyang administrasyon sa war on drugs. Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.